This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, January 17th. Well, yesterday wheat markets were fairly quiet for the most part. We just kind of traded sideways, tried to get some momentum going to the upside, but really didn't amount to much. Kind of similar to the previous day, where at least on the previous day we actually closed lower, but yesterday basically just toward the low end of the range, kind of trading an inside day really for the most part from Tuesday's trade. So the markets have turned pretty quiet. In fact, across the grain space, we see generally pressure as a fair amount of liquidation has gone on in the row crops, especially with some rains coming across key areas of Brazil that have turned fairly dry. But after that, we don't have a lot to go on. We don't have the USDA data, of course. We're going to miss another export sales report today. And this is coming at a time where we expected business to really be propping up for the United States. And maybe it is. We just don't know. And, you know, if you're a buyer looking to buy wheat, this would be a great opportunity to do it. You can get a lot done without really moving the market. So that's kind of where we're at. The market's trying to get a handle on potential Chinese sales, of course, but also other countries as well, as we look at quality issues developing or have developed through the southern hemisphere. We expect that Russian sales will drop off, although they've stayed fairly impressive, at least through last week when they had a big sale to Egypt. But we do know that Russian FOB offers are continuing to increase little by little every week, and they were up another $1 to $2 a metric ton this week. And we know that interior Russian prices are sitting at a 3- or 4-year high. So, you know, clearly they're having a generally tight supply situation. We know they've got some low quality wheat, but we also know that they have some fairly high quality wheat they can blend off with that. Millers competing with the exporters for those milling grades. And it looks like exporters are drawing wheat from as far interior as Siberia, which is highly unusual. And that's mostly a spring wheat country. So it's possible that they're pulling some high quality wheat to blend off with low quality, which all would make sense, because right out of the gate in this marketing year for them, they got dinged for low quality deliveries. Even Egypt rejected a cargo out of Russia because of quality problems. The government stepped in, started issuing phytosanitary certificates to make sure the exporters were delivering what they had contracted to. So it wouldn't surprise the market that they would pull higher quality wheat further inland to blend off with what they have right around the export facilities. But one would think at some point that that's going to run into either A, just logistic problems, or B, price problems. And so far, that has been the huge reason why these Russian domestic prices have continued to ratchet their way higher. They've just had to go further and further inland to pull wheat to the export facilities. Now, after the Egyptian sale last week, they'd even kind of spooked the Russian government. They stepped in and met with the exporters again, but it really didn't amount to much. The government reporting in the media yesterday that they do not intend to interfere with wheat exports out of Russia. So they're still looking at a total of about 35 million tons and probably another 10 to 11 for the rest of the marketing year after the recent sales. It's still a pretty good clip for them. You know, obviously lower, it's about half of what the pace that they've been on, but still, nevertheless, it's an impressive run that they would continuing to be and then continuing to see the exports. Weather has been a bit of an issue for them. It's pretty cold. There's a lot of snow across much of the Black Sea, which obviously protects the winter wheat in the ground, but also slows down transportation. But again, when you look at how aggressive the exporters are, especially to compete in the Egyptian market, and maybe they're just honing in on Egypt and foregoing most other sales, that could be the case. But still, just the fact that they're around and they're willing to be that aggressive with their offers, confident that they can A, deliver it, and B, deliver the quality, that certainly cast a negative pall over the wheat trade last week and really took some of the wind out of the sail, because, you know, here we are expecting that finally Russia is going to be out of the picture After they didn't participate in a sale to Egypt in late December, we thought, okay, finally we're going to see some clear sailing here. And that attitude has been quashed here pretty soundly with Russia getting all of the business to Egypt in last week's purchase. So that's kind of where we're at. We expect to see Russia around for the rest of the marketing year. Quality business probably will migrate toward the United States and Canada. We should be able to handle that fairly well. We are competitive on a FOB basis. We're actually the cheapest in the world. So obviously it just depends on where it's going. But nevertheless, it's frustrating to see that Russia is still going to be around that long. You know, we know they had a massive crop 2 years ago, and they exported pretty much all of that. And then last year they had a decent crop. It wasn't huge, but they're still around. Their exports have been front-end loaded for them, which is another reason we thought that they would be falling off the map here fairly faster, but they haven't. So they've clearly got some carryover from last year. It would appear that they're kind of pulling into this year. And again, they're probably blending quite a bit of that off as well. From a weather perspective, like I mentioned, the Black Sea region has quite a bit of snow. We don't see really any winter kill issues developing at this point. There was some concern here in the United States with this major Arctic front pulling down into the central U.S. and across the eastern half of the country. After a warm spell and a lot of rain in the plains, it was felt that there could be some winter kill issues. But as of this morning, the forecasts are moderating those temperatures a bit and looking like it won't get extremely cold in the central plain. So pretty much removed winter kill threat from the marketplace. As far as soft red, we should see a lot of snow across most of the soft red country where it's going to get extremely cold. So market just doesn't seem to be too concerned about winter kill problems, at least at the moment. USDA will open some offices today and Friday and Tuesday to try to help get some paperwork done and get farmers caught up. But of course, with the government shutdown, it's starting to create some pretty deep problems in a lot of regions that's permeating into the broader economy. But of course, crop reports are a big part of what we look for, and just data in general for that matter. And it's just not there. And so the markets have gone pretty quiet. Traders reluctant to make much of a stand or have big positions in a market that really could swing either way once you get that data coming back in. There's going to be so much of it probably in a very short period of time that the market will have to digest. So, you know, trade has gotten fairly quiet, moving around, chopping around sideways. I still think that long-term lows probably have been established, especially after retesting harvest lows in mid-November to late December, putting in double bottoms this past fall or early winter. And the market seems to hold those levels fairly well, but as far as upside momentum, boy, that's been a struggle. You know, you got to give the market something for it to rally. We don't have the winter wheat plantings report. We don't get export sales reports. The supply demand isn't there. So it's just, what do you do? You're not going to know what your export sales are until that gets reported by the government. The private guys aren't going to put that out into the marketplace, obviously. So we wait. It's not as bad as the government employees have it, or the contractors, but still, it's frustrating to the marketplace. So I think, you know, just bottom line, I think the wheat market has found major support levels. We're just kind of bouncing around just barely above those levels. This is, you know, a couple things you can do with this. You can write puts. That's a way to let time just kind of work in your favor. Or you can trade the extremes of the trading range. We're toward the low end of that range, so you'd be looking to be a buyer here and probably peel them off as you get back up to those mid-December highs. Just kind of back and forth until you get some information that flows into the market and we get it digested. I just don't think we're going to make big moves either way. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.